A strong brand lowers customer acquisition costs, boosts conversion rates, and earns trust faster than free samples of Costco. And here's the mindset shift that you can thank me for later. Brand isn't a line on the P&L. It's the moat around your castle. Next time you're in a pitch, in a meeting, or even an awkward elevator ride with the CFO, lean on these five talking points like your life depends on it. Reduce the boards. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Today's topic, oh boy, it hits close to home. Because if you've ever pitched a rebrand or a storytelling campaign that didn't come with an instant, here's your ROI spreadsheet, you know what I'm talking about. You get the boardroom look, that polite nod from your CEO or CFO that basically screams, interesting, but how does this move the needle tomorrow? Yep. We've all been there. So today we're unpacking the art and the sneaky strategy of getting your board to say a big fat yes to brand investment. Let's dive in. All right, let's be real. Brand is a long game. It's like planting a tree, except your CEO wants a fruit salad today. And the CFO, they want the tree to pay for itself before the leaves even grow. Brand doesn't show up in Google Ads Manager. You can't slice and dice it into quarterly spreadsheets. It's intangible, mysterious, like a unicorn sipping coffee in the corner. Meanwhile, the board wants predictability and growth. Your brand's out there just trying to stay alive, like a secret engine keeping demand humming. And the kicker, many boards still today see brand as a cost instead of the multiplier that it actually is. And that's the mindset that we need to flip faster than you can say brand equity. Okay, here's where I get tactical. Next time you're in a pitch, in a meeting, or even an awkward elevator ride with the CFO, lean on these five talking points like your life depends on it. Number one, anchor brand to business objectives. Speak their language. Don't say, we're refreshing the logo to look cooler. Please don't ever say that. Okay. Instead, say something like, we're repositioning to unlock new B2B opportunities in the health sector. Boom. Suddenly, you're not just sprucing up colors, you're solving a revenue problem. You're helping the business win. Boards care about market share, pricing power, talent attraction, not Pantone swatches. So ditch the design jargon. Pitch growth levers. Okay. Now, next, use brand-led data, not just gut feel marketer intuition. Marketer intuition is great. I trust mine more than I trust my GPS. But the board, they want numbers. Bring brand tracking metrics. Show some competitive benchmarks. Prove that when your brand fades, your pipeline dries up like a sad forgotten houseplant. If your competitors are outspending you on brand, it's not just a visibility issue. It's a future pipeline problem wearing a fancy hat. Next. Show brand as a performance amplifier. Now, this is one of my favorite metaphors. Brand is the icing on your marketing cake. Sure, you've got a cake, but it's dry, boring, disappointing, and no one's coming back for seconds. A strong brand lowers customer acquisition costs, boosts conversion rates, and earns trust faster than free samples of Costco. So remember, performance marketing without brand is like sprinting on a treadmill. Lots of sweat, no progress. And your media budget, it hates it. The next thing I want you to do is frame brand as an asset, not a cost. And here's the mindset shift that you can thank me for later. Brand isn't a line on the P&L. It's the moat around your castle. Think Apple, Canva, Tesla. They're swimming in brand equity. That intangible asset dwarfs their physical stuff. Investing in brand, you're not burning cash. You're building protection against price wars, competitors, and whatever the next algorithm change throws at us. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Next thing I want you to do is phase and de-risk the ask. What does that mean? Reduce the board's fear of the unknown. Don't pitch a $500,000 rebrand and watch their eyes glaze over. Break it down. Strategy, creative, rollout. Attach KPIs at every phase. Brand lift, employee advocacy, engagement metrics. Reassure them this isn't a blank check. It's a series of smart, measurable bets. And here's the reality check. Winning board buy-in isn't just about persuasion. It's about fluency. You have to speak finance, operations, and strategy, just not marketing chatter. And a pro tip, get your CFO on side before the board meeting and run your plan past them early. If the CFO is nodding, you're already halfway there. And remember this gem, data earns the right to be heard. Narrative earns the right to be remembered. So bring both to the table. So what goes into a good branding campaign pitch anyway? And for me, it all comes down to building and creating an understanding between where you are and where the board is at or who you're trying to seek approval from. So you've really got to paint a picture. You've got to lay the right foundations. And we always start with this. Showcase an understanding of where you actually are now, where the business is right now. From there, from that understanding of where we are, then go into who we are for, who we actually help, who are the target audiences that we help. Yep. Then I want you to create an understanding of why we are actually doing this work. What does it mean to us, the business, and to our customers? What does it actually mean? Once you've got a baseline of understanding, so we know the starting point, then you can leverage from there. I also want you to think and have a look at your competitors. What do they look like? What are they saying? Because if this brand play, if this rebranding strategy is to pull you further away from your competitors, to make you look different, to get you into a new market, a new revenue stream, showing that you have done that research to make that gap bigger. And as I always like to say throughout these episodes, put yourself onto an island where you're the only one selling or servicing that particular niche, that is absolute gold. Okay. So once you've got that down, you're understanding who we are, what we're for, why we exist and why we do what we do, and your competitors, you've created a really great base, a really great foundation in which then to pitch your new branding concept to which you've put all your hard work into, all the creative into showing the wording, the design, the font, the elements, the imagery that go part of that campaign. And I don't want you to stop there. Once you've put the words together, then bring it to life even further. I want to see a positioning statement. Give me an overall overview of this brand. How does it make you feel? How will it make our customers feel? Go forth and build it out even further. Put together a landing page, reword your homepage of your website, develop a social campaign. Hell, even write an email to introduce the new brand to your customers. Here's your takeaway. If you want your board to invest in brand, stop selling marketing. Start selling business outcomes. Frame the opportunity. Back it up with data. Phase the investment and speak their language. Look, I've sat on multiple boards and I've had to negotiate and debate whether things should go ahead or not. And I can tell you, it wasn't always what the outcome of that pitch was delivering, but the way in which it was sold to us on the board table was whether it got off the ground or not. So ask yourself, if you're pitching this week, can my CFO see how this brand play either saves money or makes money? If the answer is no, it's time to tweak. Hope this was helpful. See you soon. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.